Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and we awake to rain this morning in Babson Park. We continue our work in Sirach as we conclude chapter 25 today in our practice with verse 20. We do discuss some of the historical differences of how women were treated from then till now, and our practice today is in verse 20 for chapter 25. Like a sandy hill to aged feet is a garrulous wife to a quiet husband. This statement is a simile that compares the feeling of walking on a sandy hill to the experience of dealing with a talkative or chatty wife for a husband who is more reserved or quiet. Just as walking on a sandy hill can be uncomfortable and difficult for aged feet, having a garrulous or overly talkative wife can be uncomfortable and challenging and exhausting for a husband who prefers peace and quiet. The comparison emphasizes the idea that the wife's constant chatter may be bothersome or tiresome to the husband, and it also highlights the potential strain and difficulty that can arise in a relationship when there is a mismatch in communication styles or preferences. When Ben Sirach wrote his collection of ethical teachings and wise sayings, it was the early 2nd century, thought to have been active around 180 to 175 BCE. Ben Sirach lived in a time when society was heavily patriarchal, and women were often marginalized and subordinated. This era in which Ben Sirach lived demoralized women by restricting their roles and rights within society. Women were typically expected to fulfill domestic duties, such as managing the household and caring for children, while men held positions of power and authority in public life. In his writings, Ben Sirach reflects the prevailing attitudes of his time, which often portrayed women as inferior to men. He emphasized traditional gender roles and frequently advised against women speaking out or asserting themselves in public settings. Women were often portrayed as temptresses or sources of potential moral corruption, reinforcing the societal norms that limited their autonomy and agency. Overall, Ben Sirach's era was characterized by a deeply ingrained bias against women, which manifested in various forms of discrimination and oppression. His writings reflect these attitudes and contribute to the demoralization of women by reinforcing traditional gender stereotypes and perpetuating a patriarchal worldview. I must admit that it has been difficult for the Spirit to lead me to share some of these writings, and I prefer to offer a truthful insight of what it was like then and what it should be like now within the poetry of salvation's truth, living salvation's wisdom. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. And our prayers for our niece Brittany continues. And we continue to pray out loud for special intentions, those things that we don't trust with, the things that we suffer and struggle with. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 25. It's verse 30. He created a four-stanza poem around a chatty wife and a quiet husband. Its title is In This Discordant Dance. Upon a sandy hill, aged feet tread slow. each step a burden, each stride a chore. The grains beneath shifting, whispering low, like a garrulous wife talking evermore. To a quiet husband, her words like sand, abrasive, unyielding, a constant flow. He longs for silence, for peace to stand, yet her chatter surrounds him to and fro. Just as the hill challenges weary feet, so does her talk wear on his soul. In this discordant dance they meet, struggling to find a harmonious goal. Aged feet on sand, a husband and wife, each seeking solace, a moment of peace. In the midst of life's tumult and strife, may they find a way for their hearts to release. Amen. Join. Hi, I'm Thomas Showcruise Wiggins. It's March 22nd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels this morning and raining, just coming down this today, just pouring this morning. And I forgot to let the puppy out. She got off in the corner and peed on the rug. I know it's not funny. It just destroys a rug that we can't use anymore. But I'm sorry that I didn't take her out or throw her out in the rain to make her pee in the rain. But that's the way life goes. We close today at 7:11 in Jesus' name. And we just continue to lift up the Word of God each day. We pray for our special intentions that we hold in the silence of our hearts. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May Jesus bless you and give you strength and courage to proclaim Him in all things. Amen. God bless you. Love you, Tony.